is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
I love that. Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. I'm Keith, and unfortunately, Jordan's under the weather, so he won't be in today, but he should be back next week, and we wish him well and look forward to his speedy recovery. But in the meantime, we're going to hold it down for him and give you some great weird news today. So, man, where do I even start? So there is a man who paid his traffic ticket in Texas, and that's usually okay, right? But he paid it with 22,000 pennies. So so what happened was is that he got a ticket, and it was for going 39 and 30 mile zone, 30 mile hour zone. So he's like, all right. You guys want $212, so you know, here's 22,000 pennies. So you guys send me a receipt later. And he just walks away. You know, he took it and he dumped it onto the counter, and some of it spilled on the floor. And he's like, "Just mail me the receipt and I'm out." So you know, yeah. So he yeah, he was just like, "I'm over this." So. I mean, talk about paying your bill, the many different ways you can do that. But I think that was an amazing story because I'm sure the clerk was like, are you serious? It took them, what, over 2 hours to count that money that he dropped off. So, yeah, that was the first thing that happened. So that's pretty crazy. I mean, I kind of wish I would have did that when I had my ticket. I wish I would have just gave them that in rolls of pennies. Because they have to take it, so you know, money is money. You know, no matter what form it comes in, as long as it's not counterfeit, you got to take it and receive it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've received ripped or partially torn dollar bills and $5 bills and stuff. And I had to tape one up the other day, so with scotch tape. So yeah, because you know, when people give you money back, you just assume they're giving you, you know, decent money that's not. You know, shredded or ripped or torn, and they're like, oh, here comes somebody, sucker. Let me get rid of this and give it to him. So I got to admit, though, when I used to work at a gas station back in the day, I kind of did the same thing to people. I did the same thing to people. I would give them, hey, I gave it back to them. It was just, you know, a little ripped. So I guess what goes around comes around. But kudos to him. And this man's name, let me give you his name. In case you see him on the street, like, hey, yeah, that, you know, Brett Sanders is his name. And this happened in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. So, yeah, I mean, you can actually catch that too. I guess, yeah, YouTube has it. You see a look on the clerk's face. She's like, seriously? Yeah, but how are you going to get somebody a ticket for going 9 miles over? You know, 39 miles instead of 30 an hour. It's like, wow, okay. All right. But, hey, technically, you can do that. So that is what that is. And then more weird news. So something about the Key West. So a guy has a Flintstones footmobile, like a real-life footmobile car, and he got a ticket for it. So... for those of you who don't know, this is the Flintstones, classic cartoon from back in the day, like in the 80s, maybe even the 70s, you know, with Bedrock and everything, Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble, Will, you know, and Wilma. It's just Bam Bam and Pebbles. So, you know, the intro was always fun to watch, where you see them, you know, with their little Bedrock car. It's got the wheel made of stone, and you have to, there's no floor, so you're running with your feet to get the car going. So apparently somebody was really a fan of the Flintstones and decided to make that for themselves. So, and I guess it was, the car was parked illegally on the street. So, I mean, this is like a vintage vehicle. I mean, there's actually a picture of this car. But instead of, you know, a stone for a wheel, I see like, it looks like it's almost like a garbage can. I'm not even sure. But this is wild. I can't believe somebody actually made this thing. This should be like an amusement park or something. So, but yeah, this is in Key West. It was parked illegally. And, you know, it's, yeah, I got a parking ticket. And I almost got towed away. But after I got the ticket, they, you know, took off with the car. But yeah, Flintstone Footmobile, you know, Key West, Florida. If you're down there, look for it. Pretty strange. Very strange. Wow. Like I said, you know, the Flintstones was cool, but I wasn't making a car. Not like that. Yeah. Well, there's no gas, so hey. And in more weird news, so a California judge who at one point previously had sex in his chambers won re-election this week. I kid you not, this really happened. So there was a California judge, and he had sex with two people in his chambers. So now, you know, if I'm on the Judiciary Committee or something, or the Bar, you know, Committee, I'm like, okay, well, you really can't do that. And, you know, that's a, that might be considered abuse of your power, maybe, you know. He got reelected. His name is Scott Steiner, and he was going up against Karen Schatzky, if I'm saying her name right. And he won 56-44% this past Tuesday. And he's in Superior Court. He's a Superior Court judge since 2011, excuse me. And so when he got busted for having sex with two women in his chambers, he got censored. But I'm not quite sure what that really means. Okay, so you didn't get disbarred. You didn't get your judgeship stripped from you temporarily or permanently. Now check this out. So this happened like in 2014. So it's with two women. Now, an intern and a practicing lawyer. So tell me how he was able to run for judgeship again and win. I'm a little confused on that. So, and then he also got reprimanded for failing to disqualify himself from a case that he was, that had a longtime friend of his. He took that case on. So I'm just like, all right, so all these red flags, and it's like you got a slap on the wrist. So we know that if police officials get caught doing crimes, corrupt cops, I mean, they get punished severely, you know. So I'm trying to figure out why this judge is still around. Wow. Okay. But apparently he acknowledged his wrongdoing, so apparently that was good enough. Yeah, okay. Must be nice. So, wow. I'm still processing that. I can't. And then in more weird news, a monkey knocks out Kenya's entire power grid after falling onto a transformer, an electricity plant. Yeah, I kid you not, this really happened. A monkey fell on a transformer, and Kenya didn't have power for a while. It's just like, wow. So, let's see. This was, and that lasted for 3 hours. But I'll tell you some more about what happened with Kenya and that monkey after this break.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, so welcome back. So once again, like I said before, a monkey caused a power outage in Kenya. So what was stated was that you know, a monkey climbed on the roof of the Gitaro power station and dropped onto the transformer, tripping it. And that caused the power outage for like basically 3 hours throughout most of Kenya. So, and it also, it caused other machines to trip and overload. So this is incredible. I how do these things happen? So, you know, the system has been restored, so everything's fine now, but you know, they say it's an isolated incident and that they have electric fencing, which keeps away, you know, wild animals. But that wasn't the case this time. So what I want to know, so what was the monkey's name? And is the monkey slash ape okay? Is it still alive or is it dead now? It's just, you know, and so the Gitaro, if I'm saying it right, power station is the biggest in terms of installed capacity. And it's the fifth of the country's capacity in Kenya. So it says, what, 225 megawatt peak power. So it's that's a strange thing to happen today. So, but yeah, so hopefully that ape slash monkey is okay. So, and we never got the name. It's just like it was just a random ape from somewhere doing bad and wrong things, you know? So, yeah. That's just the things you think you hear about. I just didn't see that one coming. So, you know, if someone crashes into a telephone wire or a pole, okay, power outage, you know, I could see that. So, but yeah, a monkey tripping on a transformer or tipping falling and tipping slash tripping a transformer. That's definitely a new one. Definitely. So I also have some other weird news for you. Let's see. Apparently, so there was a robbery attempt. The suspect got chopped with a cleaver at a restaurant. So this happened in Virginia. So what happened was a 19-year-old, is it Jabri or Jabari Brown, entered the Crazy Wings, a restaurant, with a gun this past Sunday and demanded money from the cashier and the customer. Okay, so it's like one thing to rob the cashier, but, you know, when you're robbing the customer, just trying to get some wings and some food, it's just rude. The whole thing is rude, but still. So apparently, the cashier tried wrestling the gun from, you know, from this Jabari Brown. Or I could be saying the name wrong. Jabri is J-A-B-R-I-E. I'm not quite sure how to say this person's name. But he was, you know, I guess he had successfully robbed the customer and not the cashier at this point. And he was putting the customer's money in his pocket when the cashier's husband, you know, a chef slash cook, came from the kitchen, came out of the kitchen, and he chopped Brown in the shoulder with a cleaver, leaving two deep wounds. So I think Brown was in shock when that happened. He fled the scene with the money, but he eventually got caught. So they found him and they took him to the hospital for, you know, to get medical treatment. So and apparently Jabari or Jabri Brown has been charged with robbery and the use of a firearm. You know, that's a felony right there. So that's kind of crazy. I mean, talk about a robbery going wrong, going bad. Yeah, so that definitely happened. I had some other stuff for you too. So this female cast performs Shakespeare. They performed The Tempest in Central Park in the nude. So and I'm thinking to myself, why would you want to perform Shakespeare in the nude? Shakespeare doesn't need that type of attention. But once again, I mean, when you're familiar with Shakespeare, you know, some people might be like, oh, okay, it's the same old, we've seen this before. But the more I thought about it, okay, if you're going to perform it in the nude in the park, that's an attention getter. So that's a way to get people to remember the play and your performance. So this was done to about 150 people for the audience. And the cast was, yeah, completely naked. This was done. It was the play was co-directed by Alice Matola and Peter Strait, and this was in the collaboration with the Outdoor Co-Ed Topless Pulp Fiction Appreciation Society. And that group, when they meet, they like to do their book club meeting in the nude or topless, and their goal is to normalize the naked female form. Hey, right on. I support that completely. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. That's different. This is in New York. Okay, all right. So, apparently the play was a success. So now they had to have a sign stating that caution, you go further, play, nudity involved, to warn people so that way, you know, they don't get in trouble. So New York generally has a law where you cannot walk around in the nude unless you're doing a play or an exhibition. So it's okay to be naked in public if you're performing a play or an exhibition, but if you're naked in public, isn't that an exhibition? Just saying. So, yeah, that's a... Yeah, that's interesting to me. But I think it's really cool, though, that there are groups out there that, you know how important it is to normalize the female form naked. So I think that's real cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's actually like an organization. Excuse me, it's a club. But I got me wishing I could have seen this play, Tempest, because I've never seen that play from Shakespeare. So now it's piqued my curiosity. And they're saying it was really good, so... Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that play is going to be going on for a little while, probably for the rest of the summer. But that's in New York and Central Park. That's a famous park anyway. I've never been there. So I'm going to have to get out that way one of these days. Check that out. So kudos to them. So, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, I've never checked out The Tempest. Shakespeare has so much stuff, too. So I think the last thing I saw from Shakespeare was I like to watch like his movies and stuff like Much Ado About Nothing. Of course, I've seen Hamlet. That's one of my favorites. And Othello was good. Othello's pretty layered, too, actually. Haven't seen King Lear or Macbeth or read those. So I need to brush up on my Shakespeare, actually. So I will definitely work on doing that. So I want to tell you guys about that. And in more weird news. So, yeah, this is, man. So a student takes his video game disc to his high school prom as his date. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I did. I said that out loud, and I'm still in shock. So this was in California. I guess Garden Grove. This is just a few days ago. Chris Burwell is his name. He even took photos of himself and the disc. It's a Nintendo video game, Super Smash Brothers Melee. So I took my one true love Melee to prom, quote unquote. That's what he said. Yeah. And this is a, so this game, I guess, originated in 2001 for Nintendo GameCube. And he, I guess he got the idea to do this after seeing somebody do a similar stunt online, although he didn't say who that was. So I kind of wonder about that. So apparently the person he saw online, which he didn't name, brought their waifu to prom, or waifu, W-A-I-F-U, to prom. And apparently, you know, he thought, Chris thought that that was strange. So he didn't want to be like that guy, but he wanted to be different. So, you know, bringing his one true love, his video game, yeah, that was going to be unique and that was going to be normal. We'll talk some more about this after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
I'll keep it real. I did not go to my prom. Didn't have a date, so I didn't go. It was just that simple. Didn't really miss out. I was okay with that. Actually, you know, I went up north and had fun. Yeah, with some friends of mine. So we had a good old time. But yeah, I'm just like, you know, call me old fashioned, but I'm not going to bring a video game to, you know, for a date, especially for prom. So maybe this guy is a freshman or a sophomore, because, you know, it didn't say whether he was a senior or not, but I'm just like, he states that he didn't regret doing this and that he thinks this is, I'm just disturbed how he thought that was normal. Because that's not normal. No. And basically he also stated that, you know, he couldn't figure out which kind of, you know, what girl to ask to prom. Really? Yeah, if you're in doubt, like I said, just don't go. So, but hey, times have changed. Apparently now bringing video games and old video games, well, whether they're old or not still, just, yeah. Yeah, that's, wow. I just, yeah, that I'm still kind of in shock about that. Okay. Well, now I wonder if that video game is going to do well now since the story has broke. Yeah. So in other weird news, a flock of 1,000 sheep invade a Spanish city. So basically a shepherd, you know, had 1,000 sheep doing his thing with the sheep, and he fell asleep and the sheep just ran throughout the city. So he woke up later and the police helped him herd up all the sheep and send them where they had to go. So, okay, dude, so you've got 1,000 sheep that you're shepherding. How do you fall asleep with 1,000 sheep? How does that happen? And why didn't you get fired once you did that? It's not the police job to help you do your job. Wow, you got me sticking up for the police now, dude. That's, yeah, this happened in Spain. Huesca, Spain, H-U-E-S-C-A, if I'm, hopefully I'm saying it right, I don't know, but I mean, that would have been a sight to see, you know. you're in this town and you open up the door and you see all these sheep just, you know, walking and running by. Like, oh, okay, it's going to be that kind of day today. So, and apparently it was. But yeah, how do you fall asleep shepherding 1,000 sheep? You know, and at what point did you wake up? That's what I want to know. I don't understand. I just don't. I'm at a loss there. I really am. Well, anyway, some other news for you. There was an alligator that got caught behind the steering wheel of an SUV. So, and there's actually a video for that on YouTube, which is pretty crazy to see. So it's just like a small alligator. And then the alligator, I guess, had been abused in the past. Because after she was able to, get the alligator unstuck from her steering wheel, from her SUV, she showed us, you can see in the video that the alligator had the right eye was shot out. So he only had the left eye that he could see through. And then you could see bullet holes in his arm, on his back where people had been shooting at him. The person's car, it was Christy Kroboth. So, and, she was real cool about it. I guess it's a 7-foot alligator. So, and he tried to make an escape. He tried to smash their windshield when he got stuck behind the steering wheel. So after she pried him loose, set him free in captivity where he could be with other alligators. So that was nice of her. So he could do his thing. But yeah, he had been abused. It's kind of sad. I guess he had been shot with BB guns and stuff. That's not nice at all. So yeah, that happened. So that was very strange. So apparently there is an arcade in Japan. It's in Saitama, Japan, and it's a video arcade. So basically, when you go use the urinal, once you're done and it flushes, it plays a Hallelujah from Handel's Messiah. The Hallelujah chorus starts to play, and it's throughout the whole bathroom. I kid you not. And The lights in the bathroom dim and the spotlight shines on the just used urinal as it plays. I mean, yeah, this is in Japan. This is weird. This is, I feel like people have too much time on their hands. Just too much time on their hands. I mean, but at the same time, now if I were to go to that town, I'd have to go to the arcade now. Just out of curiosity. So that's pretty cool, actually, I guess. You know, making your bathroom experience more, pleasant. I guess you don't need someone passing out candies and napkins and towelettes after you're done. Just have have a chorus of Hallelujah singing in the background. So yeah, that's a trip. That's crazy. And apparently, Bobby Brown, from New Edition fame and solo fame, and being the former famous ex of Whitney Houston, just did an interview with Robin Roberts this past Tuesday, and he stated that he had bought a house in Georgia, and it was a mansion. And one day he woke up and he said he was being mounted by a ghost, that he was having sex with the ghost. I mean, he really said this on national television. I mean, and he said that he was not drunk, that he was sober when it happened. And that's all that he would say. I mean, I'm like, okay, wow. Apparently, Bobby Brown isn't the only celebrity to claim they have had sex with a ghost. Ukrainian-born actress Natasha Blasik said the same thing. She said she had sex with a ghost on two occasions, and that the experience was really, really pleasurable. Really, really pleasurable, quote unquote. Okay. wow. This happened to her in 2014, I guess April of, I'm just like, okay, that's okay. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. But she's not alone. And then apparently in 2012, Kesha had a song. It was a single, Supernatural. And she told Ryan Seacrest of American Idol fame that, you know, it was about her experiences with the, quote, "It's about experiences with the supernatural, but in a sexy way," unquote. she said that she had a couple experiences with the supernatural. She didn't know his name, but he was a ghost and she was very open to it. Okay. I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. But, you know, people are reporting having sex with a ghost. So, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard it all today, as of today. So, but, I'm going to leave you with that. Thanks for tuning in to our Weird News podcast by Golden State Media Concepts. I'm Keith. And I promise you, Jordan should be back next week. Like I said, he's under the weather, but we hope he feels better. And I look forward to hanging out again and so he and I can chop it up and give you some more of this zany stuff. You can always subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, check us out on Twitter. And you can also catch us at gsmcpodcast.com. Thanks again for listening. We appreciate you. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.